This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As two caravans of Central American migrants makes its way to the U.S.-Mexico border, U.S. President Trump spoke about undocumented immigrants and promised an executive order sometime next week that would severely restrict asylum seekers who approach the U.S. southern border.
Let me begin by stating that these illegal caravans will not be allowed into the United States, and they should turn back now because they're wasting their time. They should apply to come into our country. We want them to come into our country.
Mr. Trump's speech at the White House is his latest attempt to make immigration the central issue for candidates from his Republican Party in next week's midterm elections. Google employees from around the world walked out of the office in a one-day protest of unequal treatment of minority and female workers. AP's Warren Levinson.
There were Google walkouts in Tokyo, Singapore, and London. Hundreds streamed out of the New York office and rallied in a nearby park. Nicole Durbin, a Google contractor, says it's time the company lived up to its promises.
I want Google to enforce the provisions that they already have and to take seriously claims of people who are harassed.
The protest was sparked by a New York Times report that Android creator Andy Rubin walked away with a $90 million severance package in 2014 after credible allegations of sexual abuse. Rubin denies the charge. Warren Levinson, New York.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it may be many weeks before the Washington area has enough evidence to impose sanctions on those behind the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi was killed when he walked into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last month. His body has not been found. The United States urging Saudi Arabia to locate his body and return it to his family as soon as possible. This is VOA News. Saying Chinese economic espionage poses a grave threat to U.S. national interests, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced a new Justice Department initiative to combat what he called China's rapid theft of American intellectual property. Sessions said a federal grand jury looking into the theft of trade secrets has returned an indictment.
Alleging economic espionage on the part of a Chinese state-owned, government-owned company, a Taiwan company, and three Taiwan individuals for an alleged scheme to steal trade secrets from Micron, an Idaho-based semiconductor company.
Analysts say Sessions' announcement comes amid an escalating trade war between the U.S. and China. Meantime, China has dismissed the charges of economic espionage. The White House has announced new sanctions against Venezuela and Cuba and threatened to do the same against Nicaragua. The U.S. has accused Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro of illegally exporting more than 20 million tons of gold to Turkey to avoid previous U.S. sanctions. In a criticism of the United States, the U.N. General Assembly overwhelmingly approved a resolution condemning the American economic embargo of Cuba and rejected a proposed U.S. amendment strongly criticizing the lack of human rights in Cuba. Meantime, former U.S. Commerce Secretary Carlos Rodriguez says the United States is missing a great opportunity economically in Cuba.
You go out to the street, people are driving Chinese motorcycles, not U.S. motorcycles. And they're in a truck that also comes from, or a bus that comes from China, Korean cars. So it's the opportunity that people are missing out on.
The decision by the Trump administration to call a vote on the amendments represents an escalation of its action last year and reflects worsening U.S.-Cuba relations. The U.S. Interior Department watchdog has referred a probe of Interior Chief Ryan Zinke to the Justice Department. AP's Mike Rossi.
An investigation of Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has been referred to the Justice Department by the Interior Department's Inspector General, according to two people familiar with the investigation who asked not to be identified. The nature of the referral, first reported by the Washington Post, is not clear. Zinke has been the subject of several probes, including one into a Montana land deal involving a foundation he created. Zinke's attorney says no notice has been received of any Justice Department investigation or of an inspector general's referral. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Pakistan's new Prime Minister Imran Khan and Chinese President Xi Jinping met earlier amid concerns over Pakistan's growing fiscal crisis and its ability to repay Chinese loans. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.